This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I was looking at this article on flights, and less people are getting bumped off their airline flight. You know, after what happened with that Dr. Dow on the United Airlines flight, now airlines are scared to death of the media and of people videotaping somebody getting booted off the flight, that hopefully they're changing their course, which I think is smart. You don't buy a ticket, get on a flight just to be kicked out. So the way we travel now is nothing like the way it used to be. You know, you used to be treated, you know, so fancy. I don't know, because we didn't have money when I was a kid. But once in a blue moon, we flew, and you had to dress up. There was, like, food, like a buffet at the back of the plane. On TWA, the stewardess would give the kids, I got little wings. I mean, being in coach was like first class. Now it's, oh my gosh, I get yelled at by the flight attendants. You're overpaying to be uncomfortable, and you don't get fed. It's just, it's horrible. I hate flying. I don't get it. It's I don't understand why we as consumers put up with it. Well, anyway, the Transportation Department said yesterday that airlines bumped about one passenger for every 29,000 in the year 2017. That's a lot, a 1 in 29,000, especially since the average airport has that much easily within a week, if not less. Roughly half the rate of the year before. Now, they don't count the passengers who accept travel vouchers or other offers to voluntarily give up their seat. We're talking about somebody getting bumped not at will. Now happens at a rate of 1 in every 29,000 passengers. Which, to me, is still too often. So, using those offers, airlines have been steadily reducing bumping rates for several years. Why? Because before it has to get to the point where they have to force someone off the plane, which, again, is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard have to happen, they will tell people, look, we overbooked, idiots. Why are people overbooking? We overbooked. We will give you guys $500 vouchers or basically give you money to change your flight. And some people are like, I'll do that. In fact, I heard that there are people that don't even want to fly out, but they make money. This is better than a day's work to pick a flight that is probably overbooked, wait till the counter says, excuse me, attention, everyone, attention, all passengers for flight 562. We have overbooked, and we are going to offer two vouchers. And then the person's like, oh, yeah, I'll take those vouchers. They don't even care. They just made $1,000. That would be nice. So, anyway. That 69-year-old doctor happened, I believe, on a United Express plane in Chicago. So airlines are now a little faster to bribe passengers on oversold flights to give up their seats, usually by offering travel vouchers. Last year, 341,703 passengers voluntarily gave up their seats, while airlines forced or bumped 23,223. So, Dr. David Dow, and the video that we saw, I mean, he was mad. I understand why he was mad. You know, I mean, being a physician, and I have patients that I have to be, if I have to, be at the next day to reschedule patients, people are like, you know, doctors are so spoiled. Honestly, you could reschedule patients. Come on. Doctors do it all the time. It's a pain in the butt. It really is a pain in the butt. Because if your days are booked, remember, okay, we're talking about post-Obamacare medical practices. I didn't have spots for 25 patients to put in throughout the week. You just don't. If you are booked and slammed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where are you supposed to put all your Monday patients? And Monday is usually a busier day, and you're already overbooked on Monday. Doesn't work out well. And these aren't patients that could wait another week. If these people are seeing you on Monday, it's probably because they got flu, they're out of their medication, they're, you know, one thing I tried to do with my patients is make sure they saw me a month before they ran out of their medication. This way it gave us a month of bumper time, so if I did, let's say, accidentally have to leave town, or I got sick, or I had to have surgery, they wouldn't run out of their medication. There was a bumper time in there. But that's not what the average person does. What the average person does is, ooh, I'm going to run out of my medicine Monday night, so I better make an appointment Monday. That's just the way our society is right now. Everything is so instantaneous, and it's frustrating. So I get why Dr. Dowd didn't want to. I think he did flail more than he had to. I think he was a little over dramatic, but still, and you know, maybe he wouldn't have injured his face, but still, he was right to be ticked. There were 117 long delays in December during which passengers were trapped on planes in the ground. Again, could be, again, storm weather. A few planes were stuck up to 7 hours. Most occurred in Atlanta and involved Delta flights. The government said 96 domestic flights were stuck on the ground for at least 3 hours. There was a power outage that shut down the Atlanta airport, remember, December 17th. That stunk. Then international flights have had issues, et cetera. JetBlue Airways had the worst record, with 1 in 4 December flights arriving late. The government counts a flight as on time if it arrives no more than 14 minutes behind schedule. United, Delta, American Airlines have changed their other policies to reduce the need to bump passengers. Southwest Airlines accounted for 1/3 of bumped passengers, but Spirit Airlines had the highest bumping rate, 1 out of every 12,000 passengers. And Delta uses voluntary offers the most, 128,000. So good luck traveling. I know we're having some major weather issues across the United States, but I really think we all need to group together and tell these airlines that this stinks. I don't know what they're claiming in terms of fuel and economy, recession and whatever, but I think it's ridiculous to spend $500-$600 on a flight and only get a small bag of peanuts and a Diet Coke and to be uncomfortable. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm sure many of you guys have heard that human eggs have been grown in a lab for the first time. This is according to researchers in the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. Chemotherapy and radiotherapy, or radiation therapy, if a woman, let's say, has cancer, can make one sterile. So a woman could freeze her eggs before treatment. This is according to the BBC. But what about girls with childhood cancer? Females that are born with immature eggs in their ovaries, and the eggs later develop with puberty, may in the past then have been out of luck, where they would become sterile before they even had mature eggs. So what about young females freezing ovarian tissue for treatment? Then the tissue is put back during adulthood if the patient wants to bear children. Now they're finding that eggs and making eggs in the laboratory is considered a safer option. Now, let's see if we could break this down. Daily Mail has a little bit of this breakdown here, okay? So, the researchers were able to grow the eggs from immature cells taken from human ovarian tissue. Now, this had only been achieved in mice in the past. And they say this technique paves the way for harvesting thousands of eggs from a small piece of ovarian tissue. Existing techniques yield only a small number. These eggs, once grown to maturity, could then be used in vitro fertilization. Or they could be frozen to use as a later date. So, what they did, and this was a technique pioneered by Professor Evelyn Telfer and colleagues at Edinburgh University in Scotland, okay? What they did is they took a tiny piece of ovary containing the immature egg cells, and they remove it. It looks like a 4-millimeter piece of ovarian tissue. Then the eggs are taken out by a syringe and from that piece of tissue and treated with hormones. And you see the little baby immature eggs. They're so cute, the little eggs. I tell my kids they're little eggs. You know, when you were a little egg, and they're like, well, wasn't I a sperm? Nope, all egg. Okay, then, they're put in a hormone solution. Then the eggs are separated, grown to maturity, and then frozen. Now you have eggs that could last for decades, and then later we could thaw these eggs out, fertilize them with some sperm, and use them for IVF. Very cool. So who would be the beneficiaries? Those cancer patients that, you know, want to preserve their fertility, or women facing early menopause, or those who want to delay having children until they're healthy or undergo their chemotherapy, etc. So, very, very cool stuff. The study was published in Molecular Human Reproduction Journal. Represents the first time a human egg has been developed in the laboratory from the earliest stage to the full maturity. The eggs were not fertilized to create embryos, but the research is seen as a proof of concept which would lead to further advances. Now, some people go, well, what about the ethical considerations? You are making eggs. Actually, we're not technically making eggs. The immature oocytes are already there. What they're doing is they're taking the early ovarian tissue, taking a sample of it, of the woman's ovarian tissue, and then extracting the eggs to do what they need to. You see what I mean? So it's not like making anything from scratch. We're not talking about cloning the sheep, because I know that freaked a lot of people out. So, Dr. Professor Teller, the University School of Biological Sciences, said being able to fully develop human eggs in the lab could widen the scope of available fertility treatments. The researchers used immature ovarian tissue taken from biopsies of 10 women between the ages of 25 and 39 who were having C-section. Some 87 follicles, or tissue containing the immature eggs, were developed. Of these, 9 eggs were grown. For the research, it will be necessary to see if the eggs can be used to grow human embryos. Well, again, as long as they grew to maturity and then you could fertilize them and they look like normal, healthy eggs, you know, you could freeze an egg and they found that frozen embryos do better than fresh embryos. So, you know, the freezing doesn't take, you know, just like a burger at McDonald's, it's okay. You know, we're good. You know, I don't know if we want to tell the children though that, you know, because kids are mean. Were you frozen before you were thawed and made? You don't want anybody knowing that because you don't tell, like, the siblings. So someone, Betty, asked, you know, why would anybody go into premature menopause? Well, so, for some women, their ovaries just shut down or their hormone access. Or sometimes they may be in premature menopause because they had cancer and they had to have a hysterectomy. So now they can't produce hormones, stay, and they can't get pregnant. So there's a lot of different things that can be going on, and people want to have babies. Now, the question of, well, wait a second, survival of the fittest. If somebody, you know, wasn't destined to have babies, if that wasn't God's will, then maybe, you know, they shouldn't get pregnant. Well, that's not for us to say, because here's the thing. A lot of different things are happening to us that might not have been God's will. It might have been, you know, unfortunately, our wrongdoing. And that doesn't necessarily mean the person shouldn't have a baby. And, you know, they've studied people that have had children, you know, who were advanced maternal age, etc. The kids do well. True. You do increase the risk of a whole variety of issues that can happen the older you are, you know, and in terms of having kids, even older fathers, they've linked to autism, et cetera. But these people having, you know, fertilization, in vitro fertilization or twins, et cetera, you know, the babies do fine. So we, you know, it's not like, you know, we were giving birth to a child that's going to need, you know, millions of dollars of life support equipment from day one. These are very highly functional, healthy adults. But you do. It is a thought. You know, if somebody is going through premature ovarian failure, is it because that person was not going to be giving off genes that would have been healthy for that lineage? Well, the average child doesn't care, you know, if the genes are good or not. You know, if they're a healthy kid, they're fine. You know, I mean, I don't know why my mom had me. You know, then that argument means, well, that means my mom was destined to have me and I was destined to be. Do I have the best genes? No. You guys have seen my butt. I mean, I'm not the most attractive. I'm not the most talented. You know, I didn't really propagate a lot. I only gave birth to two kids and I didn't even do that well. You know, not that I'm raising them really well. Because my mom had me naturally, does that mean I am the ideal progeny? No, I'm not. Now, they say the number of women delaying pregnancy has risen sharply in years. And they say current treatments to freeze eggs for later life pregnancies are not reliable. According to this UK study, only 14% result in babies. So they're saying women should freeze their eggs as early as 25 years old to compensate, because younger women have twice, maybe three times as many eggs per cycle. So to increase your chance, the younger you are, the better chance you may have. They say Dr. Hanna Visnova, a celebrated specialist in reproductive health, says women who choose to put motherhood on ice in their 30s are being sold, quote, false insurance. Meaning you think, oh, okay, well, that's okay. You can put it off. They say they should have frozen their eggs while they were in their 20s. Now, you know, one topic that keeps coming up is, are we doing society a disservice with women having babies later? I mean, we need to now be honest. This isn't going to be the most politically correct, okay? And I'm just as guilty of this. But when a woman starts getting her period, there's a theory that that is one of the most ideal times for her to have give birth. Now, I got my period when I was 13. Was I mature enough to have a baby? No, I was not. Now, back in caveman days, I would have already been an old maid by the time I was 13 years old. Right? Nah, maybe not. Maybe 13 would have been my prime, and then by the time I was in my 20s, consider an old maid. But in society in the 1980s, there was no way I was ready to have a baby when I was 13. I didn't even know what to do with my period. Do you think I knew what to do with the tampon? I was like, excuse me, do I clean my ear with this? I wasn't a very smart kid. So I got good grades, but that doesn't mean I was street smart. So there is no way my having a baby would have been helpful for progeny. But from a biological standpoint, these younger kids that give birth, yeah, they still have complications, they still have issues, but they just don't seem to have the same issues that older women have. So, I'm not saying I want you super young, but younger women having babies, they seem to do better. And, you know, it appears that the babies seem to do better, as long as the moms aren't doing drugs, et cetera, as long as the moms offer a home. But we have a lot of women now that are very career-oriented, and college doesn't take 4 years anymore. It takes multiple years. And then once you do get through college and you have loans, you're like, well, I need to work, I need to, et cetera. Plus, you have a lot of women not getting married. So as we start to change the way we have our nuclear family, and when we're eight, you know, we're going to have a population of babies born to older moms. 1-877-DOT-TELLY, we'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we need to be more PC with pregnant women, it looks like. And I guess medical experts are asking midwives to ban using certain terms because they are disrespectful to pregnant women. I guess an alternative guide has been created for midwives in the hope of instilling a, quote, culture of respect for pregnant women. Three experts devised the list of suggested phrases for common terms in the hope that it will ensure women are empowered to make decisions. Medics have been asked to say, "You're doing really well," to women pushing a baby out instead of the old-fashioned term, "Good girl." I don't think I was ever called good girl. I got some issues with that. It also stresses that midwives and obstetricians should never address the pregnant woman as a she when they are discussing the situation at hand. Now, this is a guide published in the British Medical Journal. The authors pointed to evidence that shows positive communication can alter the course of pregnancy for the better. Okay, so what sort of things are they suggesting? Okay, well, first, you have a lot of anxiety-provoking phrases, over-dramatic, violent phrases that they want us to avoid. So, terms we use when I would deliver babies in training would be fetal distress. Okay? So if a baby's having heart rate issues. A trial of forceps. Let's try the forceps first, then we'll try vacuum, and then if not, we may have to go and do C-section. Labor ward. Right? The patient's in the labor ward. What's wrong with that? Rupture the membranes. Right? Sometimes if somebody is stalling in labor, we will break their bag or rupture their membranes. Some women will have a bloody show, blood with some of the water that's coming out, or a big baby. Okay, these are things we use. Okay, it's a big baby. We got to prepare for a big baby. These are things we would say. These are things that, you know, terms I used. They say, no, 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 no. Instead of saying fetal distress, say changes in the baby's heart rate pattern. Okay. That's fine. That's more lovey-dovey. I get that. That's more kitten-gloving. But this is where I, as a woman, get insulted. Okay? If my baby's having issues, you tell me. And I will help you push that baby out. I will do anything you tell me. If you tell me my baby is having some distress. Don't dumb it down for me going, well, there's some changes in the baby's heart rate pattern. Don't be kitten-gloving anything. Okay, if my baby's in trouble, you tell me so I can help you do whatever you got to do. I don't even care if the epidural's not in. Start cutting. Get that baby out. Okay, don't underestimate us women. Next, rather than say a trial of forceps, they say to see if we can help the baby out using forceps. Labor ward. We're calling it a birthing suite. This is ridiculous. I mean, how much kitten gloving do we have to do? Rather than saying rupture the membranes, they suggest release the waters. Instead of bloody show, show with some blood in it. Instead of saying big baby, say healthy baby. Well, not all big babies are healthy. They could be at risk for hypoglycemia because they are a large baby because mom had gestational diabetes. Okay, where are we going to be honest? Now, respecting women as autonomous adults. Some nurses would say, well, my woman, for the woman giving birth, okay, my lady, see, I would say my lady. I go, my lady's about 7 centimeters dilated. I would say my lady. They don't like that. Girls, for staff and midwives, okay, you know, where are the girls? I get that. We don't want doctors, male doctors, calling women girls. I get that. But, you know, when I was, you know, delivering, I'm like, ladies, all the ladies, let's go. All single ladies. Well, that song wasn't out there yet, but I was like, ladies, all the ladies, let's go. So, I mean, I would use ladies. And then, if somebody's pushy, don't say, good girl, good girl. Okay, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I think saying good girl is absolutely fine. They recommend, instead of saying, you know, my lady's giving birth to my woman, they say the woman I am caring for, or use her name. Well, no, you're not really supposed to use the name, because then that violates HIPAA if you're out in the nurse's desk. That's why we would say my lady. Instead of saying girls, say midwives. Okay, I get that. It's ridiculous to, you know, call a staff girl. I get that. But saying good girl, they want you to say you're doing really well. No, because I got to tell you something. When you are going primitive, and when we're in labor, we are back to our primitive caveman roots. You get back into that primitive brain. And if you have to go back and hit their psyche when they were little girls, like I think I can, or you can do it, or whatever, or good girl, you do that. Okay? You know, when somebody goes, oh, good boy, you know, or bad boy or whatever, sometimes that is a, and yes, it's not probably politically correct, but that's a psychological way to get back to their primitive brain and their young roots to incite them, you know, to use their instinct to, you know, go back to what they were taught and to baby them a little. Going through labor is one of the most scary, frightening things. And you are going to be vulnerable, and you are going to be, at that time, overranked by somebody else, outranked by somebody else. That is totally fine for saying good girl. That's just me as a woman. Now, respecting women as individuals rather than simply a container and mechanism for producing a baby. So rather than saying, yeah, Jane delivered, you'd say she gave birth. Rather than calling her a primit gravida, in room 12, use her name or the woman in room 12. I disagree. I need to know if I have a preemie gravida or somebody who's a first-time pregnant mom. That prepares me for a much different delivery experience than somebody that squatted 8 babies already. And again, I am sorry for not sounding politically correct, but I mean, the poop hits the fan during some of these deliveries. Tell me what I have and quit being politically correct. This is stupid. I'll go and consent her. Should be instead said, I'll go and ask if she's happy with that and ask her to sign a consent form. Okay, nobody has time to say all these extra sentences. She, when present in the room, use her name. And be careful of speaking about her rather than to her. Yeah, see, they don't want us to do third person. So, you know, say, yeah, you know, she is 7 centimeters. Mary is 7 centimeters. I get that. Well, then, 7 centimeters, don't say 7 centimeters. Say her cervix is 7 centimeters dilated. Okay, you know what? There is no way I could deliver babies with all these restrictions. That is ridiculous. And you know, and let me just also say as a doctor, I need to get into the zone. When I have to do surgery or where there's a code or there's a delivery or something's going on, I need to get into the zone. And sometimes you have to look at a person as an object. And that's something that many of us doctors train ourselves to do so we don't start to get touchy-feely and distracted in the middle of something. If you have somebody with a severed arm and you start to look at their eyes and give them a name, and you're going to start crying. You're going to start to freeze. But if you're like, I got an arm, I got to put this on ice, I got to do this, I got to stop the bleeding. Sometimes some of us medical providers need to go at a trauma or a very high impact type of event as a very mechanical process. Now, when you're talking to a patient, you want to treat them like a patient. When you're looking at their labs, when you're taking care of them, you always want to think of them as a human being. I get that. But if you humanize too much, you'll freeze. You could panic. And you need to just do. Like with CPR. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that a man's, quote, rectum fell out after he played phone games on the toilet for 30 minutes. Chinese man suffered a severe instance of rectal prolapse after he sat on a toilet for half an hour while playing games on his cell phone. The Daily Mail reports that the unnamed patient went to the hospital around midnight on February 4th after he noticed that a mysterious ball-sized mass had fallen out of his anus, but it was still attached to his rear. Reports from China state that doctors diagnosed the man with a rectal prolapse, a condition where the rectum, the last part of his large intestine, detaches from inside the body, allowing it to protrude out through the anus, thereby turning it inside out. According to the American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons, chronic constipation is present in 30 to 67% of patients diagnosed with anal prolapse, partially due to severe straining. The patient was treated by Dr. Sue Dan, from the gastrointestinal surgery division of the 6th affiliated hospital of Sun Yat-sen University, and allegedly told his doctors he had been playing cell phone games while unsuccessfully attempting to defecate for half an hour. I take my phone into the bathroom. Most of my cell phone playing is on the toilet. And it works. It helps you potty. Dr. Sudan said the patient had suffered from rectal prolapse before, but never as severe as this instance. The patient has had rectal prolapse since he was 4 years old, but the bulge was able to retract in the past. He did not have the condition treated, so the situation got worse. So, he was sitting and squatting on the toilet. That caused pressure in the abdomen to build up because you Valsalva, you push, trying to poop, right? Pressure in the abdomen builds up. That forces the rectum to detach and protrude if the pelvic muscles are not strong enough to support one's body weight. Remember, your colon and intestine is all... You know, they have to be loose and movable, but they also have to be attached to the body. Dr. LV, a colleague of Dr. Sue, told Mail Online that sitting or squatting on the toilet causes pressure in the abdomen to build up, and he cautioned that anyone experiencing a similar situation should seek immediate medical attention. So is it bad to sit on the toilet and, read your, and play video games? Is it bad to poop while on the toilet? Well, you're supposed to stand when you poop and squat. We've talked about this. That's a better way to potty. Remember Squatty Potty was around? That Squatty Potty had that little stool. But the best way to poop is to go behind a tree and start to lean, but be vertical. And this sitting sort of process is not the healthiest way to poop. That's why we have hemorrhoids, that's why we have rectal itching, abscesses, tears. There's a better way to poop, and we're just not doing it. So that's an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say flu season is causing, quote, terrified Americans to rush out and buy orange juice after they've abandoned the drink for years. They say orange juice just had its first sales spike in nearly 5 years thanks to this flu season. Sales of the drink rose 0.9% to 38.66 million gallons in the 4 weeks ending on January 20th, according to the Wall Street Journal. This is the first time in nearly 5 years that Nielsen data showed a year-over-year increase in orange juice sales. The U.S. orange juice market has decreased by a whopping 50% since 2001. Sales have declined in recent years as health and diet trends have shifted away from the drink and juice more generally. Well, the reason why is most orange juices are filled with sugar. In terms of nutritional profile, juice is much better for you than a glass of soda or other sweetened beverage, according to Business Insider Aaron Broadman reported back in 2016. So they say a 12-ounce glass of orange juice contains 153 calories, 27 grams of sugar, 34 grams of carbohydrate, which is the same amount of carbs as a bag of M&Ms. Just maybe a few grams less of sugar. So Americans are trying to cut calories. They're trying to cut sugar from their diet, which is why they've ditched orange juice. I remember the 80s. One of my classmates in geometry said he loves orange juice, and that's why he's fat. I'm like, well, you're not fat. I mean, maybe you're a little chubby. But he said, it's because I love orange juice. I drink orange juice all the time. And every time I think of orange juice, I think of this overweight kid. So I don't drink a lot of orange juice. And if you had the choice as a teenager between orange juice and soda pop, you'd take a soda pop because soda pop tastes better. So people ditch orange juice before they were worried about sugar. Then, with sugar being an issue. So now, will orange juice protect you from getting the flu? Well, no. Eating healthy can. And, boning up on your vitamin C can, but in terms of drinking orange juice with the sugar, there's really not a lot of proof. There's evidence. In fact, they say the Wall Street Journal reports that the National Institutes of Health says there's no evidence that drinking orange juice will protect people from getting the flu. Now, if your main drink is a rum and coke, and you decide to drink a glass of orange juice because it's flu season, I'd say go for it. That's way better than the rum and coke, okay? If you are at a loss of what to have for breakfast, and your choice is some soda pop or a nice glass of freshly squeezed orange juice, take that freshly squeezed glass of orange juice. Do I think maybe it could help you, you know, help prevent you from getting sick? I think there is some potential there. But do we have proof? No, we don't. You know, what we would have to do is have thousands of people drink orange juice and then thousands of people not. And then what we need to do is have them all exposed to the flu. And we have to see if those who drank the orange juice were less likely to get the flu. The problem is there's so many other things in play. Their immune system, their other diet, their sleep. It's too difficult a study to do. I mean, they could do it, but is it going to be really, really accurate? Now, speaking of the flu, they say UV light may be used to fight the flu in public places. They say researchers at Columbia University Medical Center are developing far UVC, a special type of UV light that could be used in public places and offices to kill the airborne influenza virus and stop the spread in its tracks. Scientists know that broad-spectrum UVC is a potent germicide. It kills bacteria and viruses by breaking down their molecular bonds and is used to decontaminate surgical equipment. They say, unfortunately, conventional germicide UV light is also a human health hazard and can lead to skin cancer and cataracts, which prevents its use in public spaces. But far UVC light has a very limited range, cannot penetrate through the outer dead layer of human skin or tear a layer into the eye, so it's not a human health hazard. So even though conventional germicidal UV light, they say this far UVC light may be safer. Viruses and bacteria are much smaller than human cells, so far UVC light can reach their DNA and kill them. So in previous studies, Dr. Brenner and his fellow researchers found that far UVC killed MRSA. MRSA is that methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, that very nasty superbug. And it did so without harming human skin. This new research conducted in a test chamber similar to public setting found that far UVC light effectively killed flu virus in the air. So what does that mean? That means you have this far UVC light beaming in hospital rooms or in public places. Now, I would like to know the studies. I would like to know if, all right, what about 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line? But they say if our results are confirmed in other settings, it follows that the use of overhead, low-level, far UVC light in public locations would be a safe and efficient method for limiting the transmission and spread of airborne-mediated microbial diseases like flu and TB, tuberculosis. This 2018 flu is now one of the worst they're saying yet. And unlike flu vaccines, according to Brenner, far UVC is likely to be effective against all airborne microbes, meaning newly emerging strains that a vaccine is not, you know, preparing us for, or even the nasty bacteria. So, you know, this is some interesting stuff. Now, I think we got, I think we may be onto something with this, a way to treat without using antibiotics. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.